It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Good afternoon, everybody. We are inching closer to the biggest Steelers-Ravens game since a Christmas day turned into a Christmas night back in 2016, the Immaculate Extension. Who gave that play that nickname? Do we know?
You know what? Starkey might have been the man to do it. You never know. He's very clever and he's very quick on his feet with that.
I feel like he hasn't gotten credit for that, if that's true.
The only reason I would say...
It's definitely been put into the Steelers fan vernacular and lexicon, yeah. So does he get credit for that the way that I did nicknames like Mediocre Mason,
Deontay Dropson? Did you really get credit for a lot of that stuff?
I saw that it entered the zeitgeist. People started using it.
Oh, so if it entered the zeitgeist, then...
Yeah.
Okay.
Pickett to Pickens is the new Montana to Rice.
Oh, that one just rolled off the tongue. About as easily as Pickett throwing a pass to Pickens did.
Yeah. Queen is salty because of the way the Ravens treated him. They never picked up a fifth-year option. They gave him the Najee treatment. And then after an all-pro year, they said, nah, we're good. See you later. And now he's playing for us, playing for the good guys, and coming off his best game. I've got a few Steelers Ravens questions I'm going to throw at you guys today. The first one is this. Queen clearly wants to be the star of this game, the dude that gets not only Donnie football's game ball, Donnie's ball, but also gets the Mike Tomlin game ball, the petty game ball.
Oh, there'll be a petty game ball for sure if he has a huge game.
Yes, a petty game ball afterwards, like Russ got in Denver for not even playing. Who is your pick right now to be the star of this game at 412-928-9370? And it can be a Raven player. If you have a horrible feeling about this game that's eating at you, gnawing at you, and you want to nominate someone on the other side to be the standout player, the guy that we're going to all be talking about on Monday is the dude that broke the Steelers' back. You can do that too if you're a negative Nancy at 412-928-9370. Malzy, do you think it'll be Patrick Queen?
No. No, I don't.
Then who?
I'm going to play the percentages here, and I'm going
to... Who are you now? Jim Leland, your manager?
You think Jim played the percentages, or did he more just like take a drag on a marbled head and then go with his gut?
You know what? He was not a play the percentages guy.
He was a gutty guy.
Who was a play the percentage manager? Tony La Russa?
Was Joe Madden a
guy? He was a number freak.
Yeah, he would probably be the number guy.
He was a geek.
Then. Yeah.
Geeks and freaks. All right.
So and we always talk about me. I'm a gut guy.
So who is the guy? Then you're going against
I'm going
the grain.
Against
you're
the
going
gut.
Against type.
I'm going to play the percentages and say that the star of this game is going to be the best player on either side.
TJ Watt.
And no, Lamar Jackson, who is going to be, I think, a three-time MVP after this season. I'm going to assume that at some point, and that point will be this weekend, he's going to have a breakout game against a team that has had a lot of success about against him.
What a depressing take to open the show.
Something I, well, you me for an honest opinion. What do you want me to do? Do you want me to lie to your face?
No.
I think Chris Boswell is going to be the star with 12 field
Wait
goals.
Wait a minute. Are you kidding me? Because that's actually my pick.
No, I'm not. I am kidding you. But before you get to Bos.
I legit have the kicker stats page pulled up on ESPN here, and that's what I was going to use to make my point.
No.
You just stole my thunder, as they say in our business, you bastard.
And I did it while trying to mock the idea of picking a kicker, so that's not really a great sign for you.
You said it while pumping the tires of Lamar Jackson. Not exactly a great thing for Chris Mueller to do as an afternoon drive host in Pittsburgh. But then again, you're like a cockroach in the nuclear storm. You just ride it out, baby.
I just can't get fired. Just continue.
Bosses
to
change.
Seasons change. Malzy remains eternal. So a little, I was looking through those game logs of his again against the Steelers. Now, there's a bunch of times he hasn't played against
them. That's borderline erotic to do, by the way. That's a fun activity.
There are a lot of low passer ratings. There are. There's a lot of interceptions. There's not a lot of touchdowns.
Speaking of low, Jalen Lowe will join us at 4:30 today.
I'm excited to talk to him, man.
Me too.
I'm excited.
I'm going to that game tomorrow.
That team has me already fired up. Our big event last night.
Curtis, did you say something about getting fired up?
What are you doing now? What do you got now? Is this just like you?
I'm in a good mood. It's Steelers Ravens. The weather.
So I'm not trying to bring you down.
The weather fits Steelers Ravens. Driving around in cold, rainy weather makes me think about,
you know,
this
what
rivalry.
Happened. One aside here for 10 seconds. So I have that flat top griddle side, and it has a cover that routinely I don't strap it underneath like with a Velcro. Because even when I have, it still blows off. So it must have blown off this morning. I put Lennox on the bus, came back to the house, and I thought, oh, I got to put that cover on. It's supposed to rain later today. And then I like didn't do it right then and there. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I thought like, you know, I got time. I'll remember. And I just slipped my mind for 15 minutes. By the time I looked outside, pouring rain. So there's no point in putting it on. So now that damn thing has been getting inundated all day, which I'm very mad about. But that's just an aside. I was looking back at the Lamar game logs against the Steelers. A couple things jump out. There's a bunch of games he hasn't played against them, either because of injury or, in the case of the second game last year, they didn't need him to play. They had already sewn everything up.
Yep.
Which is sort of a testament to how well he's played, because he gets them to that point, right? Then I was looking at it chronologically, man. How many games do you think he's even played against the Steelers since 2021?
He's played the game last year here.
Mm-hmm.
And he played 2021.
I think
he played in 2021 too. That's the TJ Watt 2-point conversion.
Yeah, so since that game, I should have said he's played one.
He's played
time.
One.
And so here is why I am feeling
a lot of Tyler Snoop Huntley's in there, Malzy.
Yeah, there's a
Pro Bowler.
There's a lot of Snoop that they've gone up against. Here is why I am feeling the way I'm feeling, which is bothering you and probably bothering some of our listeners. I think he is an obviously, at least to me, he is a better player now than he was even in 2021 when he already had an MVP award. I think he's become better as a passer. They have evolved as an offense because they've had Monken in there. Monken's in his second year. I am looking at a lot of Lamar can't beat the Steelers stuff, and I'm just realizing that at least some of it is generated on the back of, here's this guy in 2019. He beat the Steelers, but barely. He didn't play well. He was still, that was like the early years of Jackson. Here's 2020. It's just weird all the way around.
Yep.
Here's the 2021 game. It comes down to a 2-pointer. Like, it wasn't like he played great, but it came down to one play, right? And he didn't make the play. What did? There's only one other game on the docket. You have even come around to agree. Yes, there were a hilarious number of Ravens drops in that game last year. I think he's kind of due, because I think this is the best version of him they'll see. And the truth of the matter is, just going back several years now, they haven't seen him very much for a variety of reasons. They're going to see him at the height of his powers for the first time, maybe ever.
So this is like a hidden vigorous take.
Yeah.
This is like he's
a little,
bound.
I just looked at it and
he's due for a good game.
You see these big gaps. He's inactive. And I'm just thinking he's due. And they also just haven't seen him very much. And so a lot of the narrative of their dominance over him is really built on stuff that happened 3-4 years ago.
But also it's, you can't just write it off as they're good against him because they're familiar with him. They're actually not that familiar with him. Like, there's this narrative out there that we've probably propped up. Oh, the Steelers are better against Lamar Jackson because they see Lamar Jackson so much. No, they don't.
Well, that might work cut the other way, though. They haven't really seen this version of him. The one time they did, his receivers did let him down. And I think even a lot of people who are on your side of this, yep, admitted, like, man, that was a comical number of big drops.
By the way, he's not the best player in this game. I think Trent Jordan-Watt needs a...
So who's... I mean, do you agree quarterback's harder to play than edge rusher?
Yes.
Going to be a three-time MVP if he keeps this up. How many defensive players of the year does Watt have?
He should have. In my book, he has two. He had one stolen from him because last year they used PFF numbers to elect Miles Garrett.
Which we only go with when we agree with them.
Donnie, who will be the star of Steelers-Ravens?
I think Russell Wilson will be the star of Steelers-Ravens. because I do think both quarterbacks are going to have big games, but the Ravens defense now, historically, you picture the Ravens defense and everybody just assumes it's going to be great, but they've had probably their worst defense, I don't know, since their inception. Like, how often has their defense been this poor? I think that opens up for Russell Wilson to maybe even outdo what he's already done. He's already been a surprise to people in a big way. And I think they're going to put up...
Is this a Russell Wilson gets the ball last and therefore they win? Or do you think there will be a Lamar Jackson soul-sucking, back-breaking, brain fart late in this game that helps the Steelers win?
I think it'll be a Russell Wilson gets the ball last and he actually leads them down the field and they like kick a field goal in a tied game or something.
So again, though, Chris, you are saying Lamar's the star, and Donnie's not bringing himself to say Lamar is going to suck ass against the Steelers.
No, it sounds I think Donnie's implying by saying it's a who gets the ball last that he expects an Old West six-gun shootout.
He's making it sound like John Smoltz and Jack Morris in the World Series, where it's just two guys going blow for blow against each other. My pick's Boswell, and you know why my pick's Boswell? Because there's actually the biggest divide here is not quarterbacks. It's for the first time in years of rivalry, it's kickers. So many of these games come down to one possession or 3 points. Boswell leads the NFL, 95.8 field goal percentage, his long 57. Mm-hmm. Newsflash, Justin Tucker now sucks.
He is not good from 50 plus.
Justin Tucker is 78.9. Which is 34th in the league in field goal percentage, and he doesn't make long ones.
2 for 5 from 50-plus this year. Scattershot like we've never really seen. He misses field goals you just aren't used to seeing him miss. The worst part about him was he was always so inevitable. Like, not only would he make 55-yarders, they would split the uprights, and you're just like, what am I even watching here? Now on specifically longer field goals, he is really bad. Boswell, is, especially compared to his previous like standard, he's really bad. Boswell hasn't slipped. One thing I will say, and I'm not saying it's going to affect how I pick the game, but I think it's going to be a variable. I do think sometimes the Ravens and Lamar have benefited in terms of just putting points on the board, that they don't have to take certain risks teams need to take when they're at the edge of field goal range, because the guy was so automatic, they could get 3 points on drives where other teams might have to put the ball at risk or just punt it because they trust their kicker. Now they're living like a lot of other teams are with this guy.
And we're the exact opposite. We've got a weapon.
Wizard of Boz. Although who was it against Indy that he didn't use the weapon indoors?
Yes.
From 50,
the first drive of the game.
Whatever yards, yeah. That might have made it.
All right, so Patrick Queen obviously wants to be the guy that gets carried off the field like Rudy because of the way the Ravens treated him. Who is your pick to be the star of this game? At 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Malzi is trying to piss everybody off by saying Lamar Jackson. Donnie is saying Russell Wilson. Donnie is a man of the people, but it also is something that I know he believes in. He's not going to gin up a fake take. That's not what the football guy does.
Are you implying by saying that about Donnie's take that you think I am out here ginning?
No, I think that you're being...
I'm out here just slinging gin?
I think saying Lamar Jackson is absolutely an authentic Malzi take. And I'm going with Boz. These games are close, generally speaking. He's great at his job, the best in the NFL, as a matter of fact. And Justin Tucker.
This holiday, BMW has reunited 3 members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Now stinks.
We've always known how dangerous he is. He can beat you running. He can beat you throwing. And they've really done a good job of surrounding him with really good people. Obviously, the big running back makes a huge difference because of his home run ability. And so it's just there's a reason why they're number one in quite a few categories in terms of offensive production. And so it's going to be a real good test in terms of, you know, how we hold up versus this.
Terrell Austin smooching Lamar Jackson's ass, so he must agree with Mulsey that there's a good chance Lamar will end up being the star of this game. Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service. It's a pretty simple question, just a few days away from this momentous game. When you close your eyes, and don't do that while you're driving, please. When you close your eyes and you think about how this game is going to play out, who do you see, when it's all said and done, being the star of the game? 412-928-9370. Let's start with Ethan in Castle Shannon. Hello, Ethan.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Thanks for taking the call.
Yep.
Real quick, I got JPJ with a pick six. It's going to turn the game around. I know he had a rough week last week, but I got him rebounding and turning the tides for us.
I think we have, and thank you, Ethan, I think we have Terrell Austin on that, too, on what's going on with Porter from his struggles against Washington. I'll tell you what, if he has a big game against Zay Flowers, that's going to make life a hell of a lot easier for the Steelers in this game, because I think what happens, because Lamar gets so many headlines and so does Big King Henry, Zay Flowers kind of gets lost in the shuffle there, and he's a huge reason why Mulsey, they're averaging over 30 points per game. Mike Tomlin wanted to draft Zay Flowers.
Yes, and he spoke glowingly of him and of his familiarity and just admitted my son played with him, all that stuff.
In fact, I think that matchup is a matchup if Mike Tomlin had his druthers in that draft, I think with that pick, he would have taken either Joey Porter Jr. or Zay Flowers.
Well, he would have taken Porter.
And I think second on that board was Zay Flowers above the offensive tackle. Your guy Broderick Jones, who, I don't know if you saw this, PFF said clean sheet, all zeros.
I literally have brought this up to you this week on the show.
Oh,
he was their highest graded offensive lineman.
No, not just that. They said like zero pressures.
Yeah, I saw that too.
They went deeper into just a grade and said like the guy had a perfect game. He had an immaculate game, Broderick.
An immaculate game.
Yeah. Donnie, do we have Austin on Joey Porter Jr.? Let's hear that.
I'm back here answering calls. What'd you need?
Never mind. Never mind. We'll get to that later. Here's Noah next. Hello, Noah.
What's up, guys? Thanks for taking the call.
Yep.
First I will say who I think the playmaker is, the guy that we remember, and I'm actually going to give it to Minka. I think that he's due for a good game, and I think that if the Steelers are going to win this game, which I obviously hope they do, that we need turnovers, and I think Minka's finally going to generate some of that. On that, quick question for Mueller. So obviously there are realities of how this game plays out. Your reality is the one that I think most people think, in that Lamar, this is probably the best Lamar we'll see. I have a question for you. In those realities, do you see a reality where the Steelers come out with a pretty good offense, a great defense, and we handedly take down the Ravens? I know it's not an easy one to see, but do you see that as a reality?
Handily take down the Ravens?
Yes.
No.
Handily.
I do not see a scenario where the Steelers win this game by, let's say, double digits.
I have amended. I've made an amendment to my initial take.
How many amendments are there in the actual U.S. Constitution?
I think 23.
I thought there was at least 25. The 25th one calls for, like, the removal of the president from office.
Okay. Yeah, you got me there, Mulsey. I didn't know I was going to get put on the spot to go through our Constitution here. I initially said I think this game would be a double-digit win. I've now taken it back. I've scaled it back to one possession game.
Because of Boswell.
Well, Kyle Hamilton. The Kyle Hamilton effect.
I tweeted
Speaking of founding fathers,
yeah.
Hamilton, in a play, in a musical, actually. That, have you seen it?
No. Don't plan on
it. I think it's good.
Now,
you learned
the,
something.
Wouldn't the antidote to Kyle Hamilton be, make sure your offense has a guy named Burr?
Are there any Burrs that have played in the NFL?
We had
a runner who looked like Bill Burr, but then he got hurt in the first game, Cam Johnson.
There has not been, according to Football Reference, a single player.
That's almost hard
to believe. With the last name Burr. There's been an executive. A lot of Burrises, but no Burrs.
Man, you just shot down Noah, though, big time. He said, no, Noah, there's no way a Steelers blowout happens. Never call back again. I think you're dumb.
I get nervous. I told Richie this on the sports call last night. I get very nervous. I get uneasy when I get the sense
that
the general public tenor is like, the Steelers got this. Steelers got this. I agree with that. I understood it with the Commanders because Daniel is a rookie and there's a lot of basis there for Tomlin having a lot of success. I put Kyle Hamilton seemingly being healthy. Not a good sign for the Steelers. Big chess piece for Baltimore's defense. J-E-E. Writes.
Who?
I don't know. G, I guess. He's got one of those minions as an avatar. He goes, yes, a big part of the worst pass defense in the league.
Good point.
What is it? What are we talking about here? The guy is one of their best overall players.
Well, I know, but the statement is true. He is a big piece, and he is a part of the worst pass defense in the NFL.
I like this one more from Josh. Thanks, Captain Obvious. That's a classic Magic Johnson tweet, which is a legitimately good burn.
Here's Matt's star of the game. Hello, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys? Thanks for taking my call. I've been trying to call and tell you guys a little story that happened last week when I was at the...
Called and you hung up.
The definition of
a cliffhanger.
Of irony right there. I've been trying to call you. Then finally get through. Up. Goodbye.
Here's Joe next. Hello, Joe.
Hello, guys. Hey. So I feel like my key to the game is the linebacker core, like middle linebacker, inside linebackers with like a special side note, like Deshaun Elliott. I can see like a play in the third quarter, maybe us down by like two. Them Ravens trying to run the clock out. Derrick Henry up the middle, and you know, one of them guys come down and just make a stop right in the hole.
Well, you gotta pick one, Joe. You can't give us like three or four names. You gotta
Landon Roberts.
The tooth chipper. How about this,
yep.
Joe? I'll make a guarantee for you. If the Steelers win the game on an Landon Roberts like first fumble or big stop of Derrick Henry.
How about on fourth and one, he stuffs Henry. They get the ball back and run the clock.
Just somewhere we...
It's obvious he made the game-winning play.
We all agree Landon Roberts made the game-winning play.
Yes.
Donnie Football will personally guarantee Landon Roberts will get you an autograph at his show next week. How's that sound?
Deal.
There you go.
So wait a minute. You're making a promise
yes.
that Donnie will do something for the listener.
Yes.
What if Donnie isn't able to, for some reason, to do that?
Donnie's been waxing poetic about the way his relationship and friendship with Landon Roberts has grown here in recent weeks. Landon wants Donnie's prediction on every game. He's valuing Donnie's input. They're making small talk off the air about life in general. It's a budding friendship.
You're throwing the autograph thing out there. What if he just says, hey,
I know Landon's personality. If Donnie could play the clip back and say, listen to this, this guy called you being the star. I don't make promises for Donnie that I know he can't keep. I don't put him in a bad spot. I've never done that to him. 412-289-3700. More of your thoughts on who will be the star of the game. Jason Mackey going to join us too. Mackey was at that big shindig last night, our station event at the Rivers. For all of our great clients and sponsors. He got in the mix. Austin Bechtold did not. He was at home.
How do you feel he felt about that?
Still smarting today.
Smarting?
Yes. For example, I needed a piece of audio from Austin.
Which he's usually very
and I
good
said,
about
did,
doing.
I said, did this happen on the air? He said, yes. Mm-hmm. At what time? At 1. He got back to me at 1:57. And I said, thank you for getting back to me so quickly.
What did he say to that?
Nothing.
Did he say, hey, idiot, I was producing a show. I couldn't do this for you?
I didn't ask him to actually do it for me. I just wanted to know what time.
You just asked him a time check?
Yeah.
Well, he can definitely tell you that in...
Took him an hour to get back to me because he's pissed about what happened last night.
Why is he taking it out on you?
Because he said, I'm the one that's stirring the pot, is what he said. I'm just...
Oh, you're the one bringing up the fact that he was not privy to last night's event.
Privy? He knew about it. He just wasn't invited.
privy to the guest list, I guess.
Five, time to call Buell. The Buell Insurance Agency. Get help with those premiums, 724-443-5610. Malzi is calling for Lamar Jackson to be the star of Steelers-Ravens. He thinks, finally, Jackson breaks the wall down. And
that was a Jericho reference to Jackson.
What?
You made like a very specific statement of breaks the wall down. His name's not Lamar Jericho.
I just talked about how he's bringing the wall down because there's been a divide. Biter separating him from
Donnie,
the Steelers.
Did you not have a Chris Jericho thought Absolutely there when he said that? Okay, I'm just making sure.
How do I know that about Chris Jericho?
You know a surprising amount about this stuff despite claiming ignorance.
Okay.
He's got a grin a mile wide, Donnie.
Donnie's the opposite way. He says Russell Wilson will be the star of the game. I said Chris Boswell. We've had some calls. No one, I guess, has a bad feeling that the Ravens are going to win because Malzi, shocking. The only person to bring up Lamar so far. And Chris Mackey, Jason Mackey was supposed to join us here, but he blew us off. And if he doesn't call in before the end of the segment, he's going to be banned on next week's show. So I'll put him in the penalty box 2 weeks in a row.
Oh, man.
Here is Frank on the face. Hello, Frank.
What's up, boys?
Frank, who's going to be the star of this game? When you think about it and you look into the Frank and Chippewa's crystal ball,
Zay Flowers, they can't guard him. I think Joey Porter's going to get one or two penalties. And, you know, when he played against the Steelers before, he was always wide open. I think he dropped a wide open pass last year. I can't remember. But
yes, he did.
He's unguardable, in my opinion.
He's not a good matchup for Joey Porter Jr., specifically because he's a small, shifty guy, and Porter is a very tall, rangy cornerback. So I do think it's a problematic matchup. I think Porter, just as crazy as it sounds, would have a better time against, again, crazy as it sounds, a George Pickens body type guy where they're about the same height.
Well, he did a good job on CeeDee Lamb. That's a bigger wide receiver.
Yeah, bigger wide receiver. I think the you know, Zay Flowers is like AB sized, and AB would routinely torture bigger cornerbacks.
Oh, we do have Mackey, so I don't have to ban him next week. Mike's Beer Bars, fan beer of the month is Cinderland Squish, benefiting adventures and training with a purpose. Jason still owes me steak at Mike's Beer Bar because he lost a bet to me. Hi, Jason.
This is terrible, Andrew. I feel so bad about that. I think the guy we bet on is out of baseball right now. Is he not? I don't even remember his name, but I know he's not pitching anywhere.
Yeah.
It's just a terrible look by me. It's embarrassing.
To lose a bet to me when you go out of your way to mock my predictions all the time on social media, I would agree, yes.
Oh, Jason.
I love the bit. I love the bit.
What bit?
You're giving Andrew a hard time about his predictions.
Oh, I thought you meant that his predictions were a bit, and I wanted to stress that no, those are his very serious opinions on what he
what do you mean? Literally on yesterday's show, you said my Steelers-Ravens prediction was a bit. So what is it, Chris?
I'll rescind yesterday's.
Can you guys not fight like a married couple during my appearance? This happened last week.
We fought last week? I thought we tried to get you to D.C. to cover the Capitals-Penguins game, and we actually got you there.
Yeah. That's true. Andrew, you did affect change on that one. That was much better than locking
also,
eyes with Paul
Keane. Yeah, you've never heard arguing like mom and dad until you've gone back and listened to the Starkey and Me archives. That was real kid at the top of the steps material.
Did you know that a Pirates blog gave me an award for worst tweet of the year?
What blog was it?
Is
it Rum Bunter?
No, it was not Rum Bunter.
Worst tweet of the year?
Yeah, and it was for when I said I made eye contact with Paul Skeens, which I did several times, at that Pirates Diamondbacks game.
Oh, yeah, that was one of your,
the one that ended up causing the Pirates season to implode.
Yeah, that was one of your worst tweets. I actually thought that was pretty pathetic.
Jason, when you think about this game on Sunday, when you writing your column afterwards, who do you think the star player you're going to be referencing will be?
Russell Wilson. I do. I think the Steelers win, and I think they win because they can outscore the Ravens. I look at the Ravens defense. I'm sure you guys have talked about this. I think there's, you know, they can be had. The Steelers
can
move the ball.
Thanks for not listening to the show. We appreciate that. Saying maybe you guys talked about this, I wasn't listening. I appreciate you referencing that.
I can't listen
to
every hour of every show, Andrew.
Yes, you
can.
Go to the Odyssey app and listen on demand.
That is true. That is true. I'm a bad listener. I normally do listen. No, I mean, that's how I think they can beat the Ravens. I mean, one specific guy on defense is responsible for shutting down Lamar Jackson, Derrick Henry, I mean, maybe T.J. Watt, but I think Russell Wilson's going to have the greatest impact of the game for the Steelers.
Do you expect them then to let him truly cut it loose and keep aggressively throwing deep as opposed to what Mike Tomlin sometimes does in these games, which is thinks he can get down into a gutter war with the Ravens?
All right, so touche to Andrew for giving me crap. I was listening to you guys yesterday talk about this and whether that's going to continue. I believe Jeff Hathorn was your guest, and you were talking about whether you expect to muck it up again. I actually disagree a little bit with Jeff and think that they're going to air it out maybe more than they have in the past in previous matchups. I think because they can, they don't have they haven't had a passing game like this since Ben, and I think it's to their advantage right now, and they're going to have to, too, because I think Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, as I said earlier, are going to put up points, and the Steelers are going to have to answer.
Do you think Lamar Jackson will slice and dice the Steelers' defense?
Oh, the Crowley prediction.
Yes.
Slice and dice, no. Better than his 2-4 record previously and some of the jobs they've done bottling him up, yes. And I think because Lamar has been much better in the pocket this
it's
year.
It's actually 1-3. Stop giving him credit for games he came in off the bench when Joe Flacco was still their quarterback, Jason.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Also, Malzi thought that you were the one who was behind those comments initially. And I said that as a columnist so far, you don't predict a lot of negative things to happen. You'll rip a team when they suck, but you don't seem to be a guy that writes, hey, this team blows before they actually blow. Is that fair?
Yeah. I would argue it's been pretty small. But yeah, I think that's fair.
Okay.
Like, in what context are you saying that? Like, I should be predicting the
No, I'm not saying you should at all. I'm just saying your trend or your tendency so far as a columnist is not to write a column, hey, close your eyes or look away from the TV on Sunday. This team is going to get pummeled. You just don't – you haven't done that. You haven't felt the need to do it. You haven't felt that way. That's why
don't worry. Jason will stay on that column beat for a little longer, and he'll get full-on Malzi brain poisoning, and then it'll become like second nature to him to write those columns.
But you don't even write a lot of those columns.
I usually don't write a column right before the game. Like, I don't usually write game prediction columns. I write game reaction and then kind of one big story during the week.
Gotcha.
Well, that and to Chris's point, let me build on that. I think there's way more to gain from that, from ripping something. I mean, because you're not going to be wrong. Like, look at what I've written since the Pirates season ended. Like, I think I've been pretty heavy-handed and critical of what they've done.
When did the Penguins come out for the Penguins?
I'm on my fourth column right now, I think, saying that, like, they're not playing in an acceptable way and something is going to happen, blah, blah, blah. I mean, honestly...
Has Kyle Dubas gotten back to you about that?
I've never spoken to Kyle Dubas.
What's going on there?
Weird.
Is he in hiding right now?
I do not know. I wish there was more of a relationship. I mean, I was around the Penguins where you dealt with Jim Rutherford all the time. And
well,
it's not the same thing
with
Dubas.
Food.
Yeah, he was.
Jim Rutherford would call you just to talk.
No, that never happened. But, like, you, at least I don't think so. I mean, I think Jim, I'm trying to remember. I'm sure Jim aired me out about something.
What was his go-to Chinese food order for lunch? Didn't he have something that he would always get?
Yeah, it was always basic. Sweet and sour chicken, usually fried rice, maybe some wonton soup on the side. It was always fairly simple stuff.
Did you know Red Auerbach ate Chinese food every day of his life?
Every day?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
And back then, you probably didn't have, like, rice cookers to have it at home.
John Feinstein literally wrote an entire book about it.
All right, this is going to sound insane. I thought that Chinese food was a more recent invention, like the Americanized version we know. You know, your orange chicken, your pepper steak,
it was
whatever.
Around in the 40s, 50s, and 60s.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Really?
He liked it that – he loved it because when he would travel for, Celtics games, and then when he would go abroad, he felt like Chinese food was consistent everywhere you went.
The most repeatable food.
Exactly.
Here's some steamed rice. Here's some of this other stuff.
Yep.
Now, speaking of Rutherford, have you guys heard the P.F. Chang's side of that stuff?
No, we only know P.F. Chang stories involving Mark Davis of the Vegas Raiders.
Okay. No, Jim used to hang out at P.F. Chang's in Crabtree Center or whatever in, like, Raleigh, and he signed Ron Francis there. He met his wife there. Like, that's his thing. He's like Red Auerbach in a way. He always eats Chinese food. Anyway.
All right, Jason, are you going to be on the game day show on Sunday?
Yes, I am. Fan game day. Yes, sir.
Okay, we need to get the promos updated because they only mentioned Cabali and Donnie. So we need to get somebody on that.
Yeah. And I'm not going to throw a fit. Just like if I wasn't invited to the party last night, I wasn't going to throw a subtle fit to
that part of the show.
See you, Jason.
Bye, Jason.
See you guys.
There you
go. Bye, guys.
Jason Mackey.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric I4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.